Okay, we learned yesterday, Siman Tov Nun Gimel, we discussed the halacha, the two very important points. The first point is what is considered a matzah shel mitzvah, which is made out of chamish nidogon, we learned. It's going to be made out of chitim, so'erim, kusmin, shiboy, leshur, shiboy, and oin, good English, wheat, barley, spelt, oat, and rye. That's what makes a matzah shel mitzvah. However, anything else cannot become a matzah, because it cannot become chametz. We spoke about rice extensively, which it cannot be mekayem the mitzvah with a matzah made out of rice, because it cannot become chametz. Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch holds, you can eat rice and kidneys. Ramah disagrees and says, two reasons why you cannot eat kidneys. First reason is, the two reasons discussed yesterday, Mishnah Musaf Katan Zayin. Now, Siv Gimel is going to teach us now, is going to go into the halachas of what happens if the wheat gets a little bit wet. So we know, generally speaking, if the wheat gets wet, obviously, it becomes chametz. We have over here now a scenario, not particularly appetizing scenario, but a scenario which is the following. Siv Gimel teaches us, Imloi beru achitim achilas achbo. What happens if you stored all the wheat, and you have evidence that mice ate some of it, which is probably quite common, because if you just picture the way it's stored, so that's very inviting for. There's also something, the mice will eat it. Mice will eat it. So what happens if you've got evidence that mice ate some of the, if the mice ate some of the, of the wheat, what's the halacha then? So the point being is that we'd assume that since the mice ate, so there's probably some saliva, some moisture got in touch with the wheat, and therefore you'd assume probably that it becomes chametz. The truth is, however, the Shulchan Aruch is going to teach us now that no, the halacha is not like that, because the mice don't have saliva. I don't know if you've ever experienced any experience with mice, anybody?
China.
Pardon?
China. Mice in the office? Yeah, they leave the droppings all over my desk.
Oh, no. You can't get rid of them.
You have to be cleaning all year round. I've got to be crumbs the whole time.
And what about the traps don't work? The glue?
The trap, we had special...
Pentakill. Pest control.
Pest control people that came and...
They sorted it out? Well, not particularly successful.
They just come back. Our office many years was also a restaurant.
I see.
So they come in they
I see.
It was a constant problem, but now we're in our current office, we don't have it.
Oh, I see. Right, so what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here is that mice do not have saliva. There's no saliva in their mouth, and consequently, even if you know that mice ate some of the wheat, it's not chametz. That's what Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel says. That's page 94. Imloi beru achitim achilas achbo. You didn't sieve it through from achilas achbo, from the eating of mice. Ein bekach klum. It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter. Similarly, also, if there is dogon shetzamach, now that what that is that sometimes after the cutting and the harvesting, sometimes it's still, I don't exactly know the scenario, what I know is from the Mishnah Berurah, is that sometimes it will still continue growing, there will be something growing a little bit out. The Mishnah Berurah calls it ausgewachsen. We're going to see some the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to explain that in a minute, but I just want to finish the Ramah first. So also that this dogon shetzamach doesn't matter. Miutzorich liroes she'ein boy kolkach shlo yishishim kenegdim in a heta. But both with this dogon shetzamach we're going to be discussing in a minute, and similarly also with the bitten from the mice bitten part, that you have to make sure there's 60 against it. Let's see what the Mishnah explains over here. Sivkotn tezvav mishnevachitim. It doesn't have to be only wheat. V'uhadin sham in the dark on any others of the types of grain which we mentioned yesterday. The same halachah applies. So it says chitim, but at lav dafke it also applies to any other types of wheat too. So the rye and the barley etc. will be the same halachah. Ein bekach klum. If it was bitten by mice, it doesn't matter. Why? She'ena gagia machmit, that this little kernel will not become chometz memiut roik from the little bit of saliva shebiachba which is in the mouth of the mouse. Now, what about if you've got evidence that bird bit some of it? Bird ate some of the... Birds might eat kernels, some of the wheat. What about birds? Will that be a problem? It says about... So we know mice is not. What about birds? No. Yeah, so the mice, the post can say that. Why not?
They also
have saliva, that's right. Oh, really? Really? No. Fascinating. They grind it internally in their. Wow, that's really interesting. So right, so they just swallow it whole, and then it gets.
When they wear out, they spit them out and get new ones.
Oh, that's interesting. Right, okay, that's very much in line with what we're learning over here, because they're both mice and birds, so that doesn't matter. It's muta, it's muta, it's not a problem at all. Now, Sivkot Nuzain, the Mishnah Berurah explains, this Dogon Shetzomach, Shikoyon Ois Gewachsen, Roetzeloima, the Av Shedogon Shetzomach, Machmas Lachluchis Oretz, Hu Chometz Gomu. If you've got some moisture, and from that moisture there is something growing, that will obviously become Chometz Gomu, agreed. Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, Kshloi Ber En Lesoy, Lefisha Mevatlin, Besoy Chachitim Akshirim. If there was a bit of this dog, it grew a little bit from moisture. I don't know how we're going to call it. I don't know what the accurate word is. So it grew a little bit from the moisture. It grew a bit, some moisture, and if that itself is yes, it is chometz, as opposed to the wheat which was touched by the mice. This over here, this dogon shetzomach, has got is chometz. However,
swelled.
That's what it is.
It's swelled.
Yeah,
that's the growing from the moisture swelling.
Yeah, so it should really become chometz. It's chometz.
Right.
Yeah, so lemaisa he says ein lesoy, it's fine, but yevet lefishem mevatlin besoich achitin akshirim. This is a tiny bit of moisture, which from that tiny bit of moisture only a little bit has grown, has emerged. Now that within a whole big massive bag of wheat, that's bottle. It's bottle. If it's battling besoich achitim aksherim, that within the grain, the huge amount of grain becomes bottle. Humot letochnu akol biachad, and therefore you're allowed to grind it all together, and therefore it's fine. That's what the Ramah says, that if you have got dogon shetzomach, if it's got 60 against it, it's mutter. You do not need 60 against mice bitten grain, but you do need 60 against this dog on shetzomach because there was genuine moisture. That big bag which had some tiny bit of moisture, that you can even. If there are 60 against it, you can even bake from that for Pesach. After Pesach is super mashu, although normally we learn that Pesach chometz is also b'mashu, kvan is batel, kodin Pesach b'shishim, this already became bottled before Pesach, and therefore it's mutter. Ve'kemach be'kemach mikilach belach, and therefore ve'in echeze v'neh, and therefore it's okay. Nevertheless, mi'u bal nefesh achmeh, certainly if it's possible to be machmeh, you should be machmeh lefes, kodin Pesach shish, mitzumachim if this, if you can avoid that kind of flour, that's much, much better. But, again, but the evet, if there was a little bit, it's an important point, if there was a bit of moisture, and it's bottled b'shishim, before the grinding process, you're allowed to grind it and you're allowed to eat it because it was 60 against it. Nevertheless, if it's possible to machmir, one should do so. The 60, the bitl b'shishim, that's only required with regards to the dogon shetzamach, but that's not with regards to the mice, as we just explained. Let's start a little bit Sif Dalet. Now, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, that is a person in the Torah. Shmatim is a matzois or mitzvahs. Shmatim is a matzois. That there's a special mitzvah when it comes to the this week's parsha.
And last week.
Yeah, so the pasuk tells us shmatam es hamatzois that you should guard the matzois. When it comes to the matzois that we are going to be eating on Leil HaSeder, there's a mitzvah to eat them, but it's not good enough just to have generic matzahs. Those matzahs that we are going to be eating to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Leil HaSeder, those matzahs have a specific additional pasuk which says ushmatem, and you should guard them. Ushmatem es hamatzois, you should guard them. Now, what does it mean to guard them? How do you guard matzahs? So obviously what it's referring to, it's talking about you should guard them in an extra additional way from becoming chametz. We're going to see soon there's three opinions how that guarding, what a guarding is. How do you guard that flower from becoming chametz in a uniquely special way for those matzahs you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So every matzah you've got to ensure they're not chametz, because you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. But when it comes to the matzahs you're eating on Leil HaSeder, those have got ushmatem as a matzah, an additional mitzvah, they need to be specially guarded. Hence, we eat on Leil HaSeder what we generally know as Shmura Matzahs, because they are extra, they've got an extra layer, a level of Shmira, of safeguarding. What is that level of Shmira that is required? What is that additional level of Shmira that the Pasuk is referring to, Shmata Mesa Matzahs? So this is Machloikas of Shoinim, what it is. So, Achitim Shoisim by Matzahs, matzahs mitzvah, the wheat which we are using to have matzahs mitzvah, toiv leshamon shelo yiplu alein mayim meshas ketziro. It is good, it is proper that no water should fall on it from the time they harvested. So that's the most stringent opinion, meshas ketziro. Yeah, because that's a good point. Very good, Diuk. Absolutely, good Diuk. Absolutely, you're right. Very good, because this, you're 100% right, you medite this. He says, toy, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass, and then it's ma'akev. Absolutely right. We're going to speak more about this. Perhaps not tonight, but we'll speak more about this. You're right to be medayik, that it says toiv. It is not an absolute obligation. Now, by the way, why is that the most stringent opinion? Just to get our farming knowledge straight. Why is that the most stringent opinion? Why not before Ketzira? Why is the most stringent opinion that it's Mishas Ketzira? Of course. Because before it's been cut, it can't become chametz. Because obviously, any wheat which is still growing is going to get wet, because that's how wheat grows, through rain. So wheat will not become chametz before Ketzira. Wheat cannot become chametz because it's still attached.
And
it's still
at the right time.
Very good. So you are right. This is now just we're gonna speak about it at a later point. You're a bit right that there is an element that if it's very very dry and it's still attached, there is such a chumah that it could become chometz. It's true. If it's very very dry and then moisture comes on it, we machmir, we tell it's chometz. But that's by the way, that's why we harvest the matzah, the for the shmura matzahs, we've harvested earlier than any other harvest. That is harvested earlier, when it's quite
such a problematic kasha, but if you don't water it, it won't grow, will it?
Absolutely. So you're right.
Taking this chumrah to its nth degree, you'd have to kind of...
Yeah, so it's just that the point that you're right. So, because the point is that as long as it's growing and it's the natural process of growing, then of course it cannot become chumrah, because as you're saying, that's the way it grows. It comes to a point though, when in the later part of the year, when it's getting a bit warmer, so at that point it gets a bit drier. And at that point, if you take the wheat, it will sometimes have a few weeks, or perhaps even months in that soil, that it's not, that it's dry, it's bone dry. At that point, it's ready to be harvested. At that point, there is an opinion that holds that if it will get wet at that point, it could become chametz, although it's still attached.
Even if it's become a carpet.
Yeah.
So
It's not growing anymore.
Why is it effectively stop growing, therefore it's
correct. It's, and that is based on that, we are makpid, that we actually cut and we harvest the wheat which we are actually making shmur matzahs from, the harvested much earlier. Okay, now, so the first opinion holds. So, but you're right. That's why v'shmartem is matzois. The most stringent opinion is mishas ketzir, from the time of the cutting. Once it's cut, you've got to make sure, you have to have CCTV cameras. You have to make sure, you have to guard it, particularly with extreme caution. You have to make sure it doesn't become chometz. What's the most lenient opinion? The more lenient opinion, lefoches mishas techino. At the very least, you look after it, mishas techino, from the time that it's being ground. From that point, you make sure it doesn't get in touch with water. Hubejas adchak. And on the extreme circumstances, on the difficult situation, mutalikach kemach minashuk, you're allowed to even take kemach flour from the shuk, from the market. Which means that it wasn't shmur at all. There's no additional safeguarding which took place, but nevertheless, it is random flour can be used because lemaisa is not chometz, and therefore you can use it for shmur as well. Lemaisa, so we've got three opinions. The most chumadik opinion is mishas ketzira. Then we've got the middle opinion, which is Mishas Techino. You safeguard Mishas Techino. The most extreme opinion is, but yeah, but you can even take Mekemach Menashuk, any random flour from the market. I would like to just point out at this point, and we're going to finish off after that. Kemach Menashuk, does that apply nowadays too? That you can take Kemach Menashuk? Yeah. It's bleached, yeah. So I hear this is changing over the last few years again, but common ways of processing wheat is that it goes through a bleaching process, and therefore it will definitely have come in touch with water already, or steam, or probably water, and therefore the cleaning process already makes it that it's chometz gomel. It is therefore definitely also to make matzahs out of kemach min hashuk. Any random bag of flour they take from Tesco is definitely considered chometz. There is nafkamina, is a very big nafkamina for those who are makpid not to sell chometz gomel. Those of us who are makpid not to sell chometz gomel, it's a bit ironic, because it turns out that probably, according to many rabbonim, many dayonim out there, they say you cannot sell, if you're makpid not to sell chometz gomel, you cannot sell flour, because it's probably chometz gomel. Which is... Yeah, so I heard a few months ago that some companies have changed the processing again, and that actually it's not bleached in a way that actually becomes chometz. It's a different process, which I'm not exactly know the technicalities, but I don't know for a fact, and I don't know who does and who doesn't, but I know there's some changes in there about that as well. So it's probably, pardon?
We say all flour is chometz.
Gomo, yeah. Yeah. What's that?
Just explaining that the bag you're going to get in the supermarket.
Yeah.
It's proper chametz.
Yeah, it normally is bleached, and it normally has become chametz in the process, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, we'll stop with Sam's stuff. Feeling so good, so okay, good evening.